Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long. Taki Hicks with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let it crack.
Time to just put all that away and forget about all the atrocities and oppressive ways we've been treated and in a lot of areas continue to be oppressed as a people. It's just that those type of things are not going to leave people's minds. The history is there, it happened, and we need to confront it and face it and come up with better ideas of how to deal with it. But as far as just forgive and forget, The forget part, definitely. Forgive, we're working on it. There's a problem with being accountable for it that just interferes with the forgive part, that just, you know, ain't working. Too many promises, too many lies, etc. And I believe most of the stuff is predicated upon fear, you know, and we as black people, we don't have much to do with that either. You know, the evolution of fear, it occurred in the 19th century sometime, and not fear itself, but the propagation of fear. You know, when people in advertising and in journalism discovered that if they framed their stories and appeals with fear, they would capture our attention. And it's an emotion that we find hard to resist or to control, so they constantly shifted our focus to new possible sources of anxiety and scares and tactics, etc. And that continues on today. So one of the things we definitely need to rid ourselves of is all this stuff that the media feeds us that, first of all, most of it ain't even true. And second of all, is predicated to, you know, address our fears and keep us in fear, because that's effective, I guess. But as far as establishing harmony in our world, in this country, it does very little. And we as a people, and I'm talking about all of us, all colors, everything, we need to stop feeding in to what the media is feeding us overall, and do our own research, find the real truth, especially black folks whose history has been obliterated and continues to be erased, and our identities hidden. We definitely need to be doing our research above and beyond. I mean, I would suggest not even watching anything on the media, but of course, you know, it is what it is, and it shows up everywhere, so that may not be as easy as simply doing your own research, finding truth, finding what's going on behind the agenda of the media, eliminating those fears in our lives, and moving forward in truth and in doing the right thing. And that goes across the board, all colors, all races, etc. It's just time to get out of fear mode, to get out of hide the truth mode, or let's just forget about it and let bygones be bygones, and 'cause those tactics are not going to bring the type of peace and harmony that we need in this world today. It's evident. So that being said, people, let's harmonize together. Let's bring truth together. Let's face it, however horrible it may look and however bad it may have been. And, you know, let's just work through it together. That's my prescription. That being said, I'm about out of here. Hit me up at fishstickbudget.com. My Nubian family, love you, and your boy is out. Malta. Out of the phone.
today should always be better than yesterday.
Pull your pants up, boy.
Wake up call. Set your alarm for 7:30 a.m.